Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is John Carter, president for True Claim Exploration. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is TRM. And now trades on the OTCQX, ticker symbol TRMNF. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Great. Always good to have you on now. Starting out, give us a brief history and overview of our of the company for some of our listeners here who may be new to the story.
Well, Juan, True Claim Exploration is a junior Canadian mining company with properties in Skadding Township, just about 50 kilometers from Sudbury, Ontario, probably the largest mining community in Canada, if not North America. And as well, we have a silver property in just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. We have been working on these properties, with Skadding, it's been almost 2 years now, and they are past production, and our business model is that we're looking for properties that have past production capability and non-compliant historic resources that we can bring into compliance and, advance our business model, which is to take these things to production. We have a great management team. We built our team, and as everybody knows, as important as your property is, your management team is just as important. Our experience runs from my experience of 32 years working in the mining industry and running an engineering and mineral processing equipment company. Our chief geologist was part of the original Hemlo discovery in northern Ontario, which is probably one of the richest gold deposits ever discovered. Our logistics managers ran the largest quarry in the world for 10 years, and we have a great geological team, a great management team, a great board of directors, and I think that's what makes us different. We have a very, very wide area of expertise, and I think that's important for people to understand. We're not just three geologists with the best property in the world. We've got a management team that has the capability to take it from, the geological aspect right through to the production aspect.
Well, certainly. And talk to us about some of the assays which you had from the your fall field work.
Well, Juan, since you and I last talked in our last interview, we've now picked up additional claims surrounding the Skadding main area that we're doing our exploration on. And we're now up to 45,000 acres, which makes us the largest landholder in the area outside of people like Valienco and Xstrata. And in those areas, we did an aeromagnetic flyover back in May and identified many anomalies that were on the peripheral properties. And we spent the summer field program with geologists in the field, testing these anomalies. One of the things we did, which makes us different from most junior mining exploration companies, is we use very, very high technology to help us make our determinations of where we're going to drill and where we're going to do exploration. One of those was we were the first in Canada as a junior Canadian mining company. We beat out Valienco and Xstrata and Goldcorp, and we were the first ones to receive the latest technology XRF machine. Which is an X-ray fluorescence machine that actually can go in and identify within 2 minutes, 24 element analysis on a specific target. And what that allows us to do is go in and make very quick determinations, not so much where the gold is or where the mineral you're chasing is, but what are the pathfinder minerals that are associated with that gold. And you can get lucky and hit right on the gold, and that's okay too. Now, they're non-compliant under 43-101 regulations, but it allows our geological team to go in and reduce the time from identification of targets to like at one-tenth. And it's something that not many people use. We do. We're big believers, as you know, in using technology to identify mineral resources and the potential of mineral resources, and it's been very, very successful for us. Yes, it was an expensive adventure, but it's paid for itself, and it did pay for itself in the first month. So then we spent the summer basically exploring these areas, with prospectors and geologists, and identifying potential targets and doing channel sampling and grab sampling and all the things that you have to do in order to determine where you're going to drill to get the best results. From those that field work, that summer field work program we call it, and the fall field work program, we were able to identify many, many anomalies, and subsequently we've have a 2,000 meter drill program that is just completing actually tomorrow, and that's exploring these anomalies and determining what ones we have to go back to, what ones we should go back to, what ones have potential, and we're pretty comfortable and confident that we've been able to build a base even outside our main zones. I'll give you an example. I mean, this is phenomenal, just so you know. We've gone back to the scouting site to do five additional holes just to help us in our 8,000-meter program, which we're going to commence in January. And part of that was to make some identifications and determine whether or not our 3D model was working. And we didn't get somebody else to do the 3D model. We did it ourselves. So we went out and we bought the technology, and our people are now fully trained on that 3D model. It's a SERPAC model. It enables us to do 3D modeling of the resource potential. And what we were able to do, in one of the holes we drilled on scouting, our geological team picked this hole, and they said, we're going to be in the mineralized zone at this point, out of at this point, in it again at this point, out of it at this point, and in and into the diabase, which is where the zone ends. And they were within less than a meter in all four, or five rather, in, out, and the other one, and the into the diabase, all within less than a meter. This is going to enable us to target our future drill programs, and also the 8,000 meter program is designed to, bring the resource into compliance. That's our plan. We want to build a compliant resource in this next 8,000 meters, which allows us to make a production decision as we go forward. So it's really, really quite significant in that we're doing everything right. We are, far and above and beyond what most junior exploration companies are. And what I like to tell my guys and what I tell the team, and I'm all about team, as you know from our previous conversations, is that we want to be the junior mining exploration company that others aspire to be when they grow up. That's my plan.
Certainly, and I appreciate the update from some of the field work. And So can you talk to us a little bit about some of the trends in your sector, just for just to update our investors from our interview from January?
Well, obviously, with gold and silver at all-time highs, and with the potential we have on our properties, I think we're ideally situated, or we're in the right place at the right time. We know we have historic non-compliant resource. We know we have the capability to expand that resource, and we also know we have the capability to bring it into production, because that's our background. That's what I did for 30 years. I exported to over 40 countries, was involved in the design and manufacture of the first modular milling processes. I did that with Falconbridge back in the 80s. So we're in an ideal situation. It's almost like the perfect storm. I don't know if you've seen the movie, where everything comes together. We've got gold prices at historic highs, silver prices at historic highs. We have the management capability, the experience, and the team necessary to do something really special in this industry. And that's the point of it, is to do something really special.
Certainly. So I guess you're the George Clooney of the team. And what would you say? What else would
George
you say?
George Clooney. Maybe more Elmer Fudd.
Great. And so what else would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think I've said that. We have a great management team. For me, it's all about team. I've been in this business a long, long time. Like I tell people, I'm too old and I'm too ugly to do anything but right. The fact is that our geological team is second to none. They have experience. They know what they're doing. And we built that team around that aspect of what we're doing. And it's very important to me. This is not about a one person thing. This is about the entire team. From Eric Plexman, our CEO, to Bob Komarachka, our senior geologist, to Lindsay Moss and Teresa McMillan. These people are what are going to make this company. That's what makes this company different. We have a commitment, an absolute commitment from these people to do it right. They know what they're doing, and they will help us get this thing to the promised land, and that's what this is about. My goal, get this thing off the TSX venture, get it onto the TSX big board, and take advantage of our OTC QX listing and to make this thing something that I'll be proud of, and that's what I want to do. I will be proud of, our team will be proud of, and our shareholders will be proud to say they were a part of. Because we're building something. We're building something very, very special, something that everybody can be proud to say they were a part of. And that's the whole, that's the ultimate goal of this, is to be successful. It's not about, pumping the stock price up and making a lot of money and getting out of Dodge. This is about something doing very, very unique and very special.
Certainly. And what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, I think 2011 is going to be a banner year for TrueClaim. I'm confident of that. My goal is build a compliant resource on Skadden. Build a compliant resource on Arizona, where we've got such high-grade silver results that they're really quite phenomenal, and, of course, they're past and historic and non-compliant under 43-101 regulations, but we have a full-time geologist working on the property under the wing of Bob and Skip and Lindsay, and budgeted every month to do what we're doing. And we're also looking at other opportunities within the segment that allows us to advance our business model. And our business model is near-term production potential properties that we can then take into production. My goal is to be the guy standing at the end of the line when they pour the Doré bar and it's there. And, we are looking at other opportunities. That's all part of what a good, management team does, and that's what we're doing. We're looking at other ways, other properties that are out there in order to expand our resource potential and also increase our capability to bring it into production. That's our plan.
Good answer, John. And so, as you mentioned, you're now listed on the OTCQX, and so as you continue to get your message out to investors in the financial community, do you believe that the TrueClaim exploration message is starting to catch on?
Well, absolutely, 100%. I spent some time in Dallas 2 weeks ago and in San Francisco and did a meeting with 24 brokers, was in Dallas and spent 2 days there doing investor presentations. And I think that the more you get involved and the more you get out and tell your story, the more that people actually believe the story. And again, like I told you earlier before we started the interview, that the biggest problem we have in the U.S. is that they look at junior Canadian mining companies as just another way of taking advantage of whatever. And I think that once they listen to what we're saying and listen to and look at our management team and look at what we're doing, they get a better understanding that, there are opportunities out there. We are a great opportunity. We're a great opportunity for U.S. investors and foreign investors. And I think that the story needs to be told, and that's why I work so hard. I've been working with, people like Tom Calandra over at Stockhouse. I've been working with, many, many individuals, and they get the story. And again, we have a well-deserved reputation in your mining exploration industry that says, you're just another one of them trying to milk me out of money. That's not us. When that becomes us, I will no longer be involved in the company. This thing has to be successful. And I think we have the team, we have the properties, we have the potential. We're looking at other opportunities in Canada, in the United States, in Mexico, in South America that will make this company very successful.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is John Carter, president for True Claim Exploration. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is TRM. And as mentioned, now trades on the OTCQX. Ticker symbol is TRMNF. Is currently trading at 21 cents a share, and the market cap is north of $12 million. And so before we conclude, John, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider True Claim as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, Juan, that's a great question, just so you know. I believe that with our team, with our management team, and, you know, people, once you get to know me, I'm all about team. With this team, with the potential we have, I think this is a long-term investment. I think it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I don't want it to happen overnight. I want this to be about building on solid foundation. I want investors to come into this company, believe in what we're doing, and buy my stock or our stock. I shouldn't say my. There's no my. It's our. I want them to buy our stock and put it in the drawer, and a month from now, open it up, open the drawer, look at it, and say they're doing their job. And if we're doing our job the way we say we're doing it, then they put it back in the drawer and wait another month. I just think that this is about building a company. Somebody said to me one time, do you want to be as big as Barrick? And I said, yes, I want to be as big as Barrick. I just don't want to be Barrick. So, you know, that's kind of the way I feel about it. I think that we have the experience, we have the properties, we have the... In 30 years or 30-plus years of doing this, you built relationships. And whether that comes from the you know, the head of the MNDM, which is the Ministry of Mines and Northern Development in Ontario, or whether it comes from the people you deal with geologically or metallurgically, these people we all know. And if we do our job right, and we will, I won't do it any other way, then we can be very successful. And it can be something that, you know, our shareholders can be very proud to say they're a part of. Is it going to happen overnight? I don't think so. You know, I think it's a long-term project, and it's about, you know, taking your time and doing it right. People say to me all the time, why aren't you drilling Arizona? Well, you know what? We're not ready to drill Arizona yet. We will drill Arizona when we are ready. And until we're ready, we won't do it. So the instant gratification, if that's what people are looking for, well, you know what? We're about building something long-term, and we're about building a strong, strong shareholder base, as strong as our management team and as strong as our commitment to get this job done right. That's what we're about. And I think people believe in that and believe in what we're saying and believe in the passion that we provide and that we bring to this company, then they'll be very successful in the long run.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as continue to report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us again today, John, and update our investors on True Claim Exploration.
You're more than welcome, and I look forward to many of these conversations in the future.